The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining us, Senator. I guess, first off, maybe talk about a federal package that's trying to help farmers out as they're getting hit again with coronavirus now, as it just seemed like they were starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel after the trade war, and now with coronavirus coming in, especially hog producers are getting hit with closures and things like that. I guess, talk about what's being done at the federal level to try and help out the farmers across the state.
Yeah, whoever thought that we'd have corn in the $2.70 at the local elevators like we do at New Hartford and Shell Rock? There's $24.5 billion of new money in the Commodity Credit Corporation, coupled with $6 billion that I think was already there. The president made the announcement that of that total amount of money, $19.5 billion was going to go to farmers. How it's divided between livestock, specialty crops, and our usual corn and soybeans, I'm not sure I can give you that information, but it's all going to go out in that way. I talked about last Wednesday, I think it was, or Thursday, to the Secretary of Agriculture, because my phone calls from farmers in Iowa to my farm here in Iowa was pretty much along the lines, when that money going to get out? Because they see the checks going out to the 170 million Americans that are getting $1,200, or they see the small business loan program going out. So I won't tell you what Purdue said, except that he was embarrassed to give me a timeline before May 31st. Which seems to me ridiculous, and then I ask why, and it's because of new programs like livestock and specialty crops that are being covered, unlike corn and soybeans when we went through this with the China tariff, and you got to write regulations. They got to get through the Office of Management Budget, and then the software, et cetera. And so I had a chance to talk to the president Saturday about the timeline, and obviously the president didn't know those details, and he said he would try to speed things up. And then yesterday afternoon I talked to the vice president and gave the same concerns about the red tape. Nothing wrong with Purdue, because Purdue's trying to do the right thing, but just the usual red tape in Washington that takes a long time to get anything done. Even the vice president thought it was ridiculous that this money couldn't get out before May 31st. Now, I know that what Purdue was telling me is it's going to get out by May 31st. He's going to do everything he can to get it out before May 31st.
Okay, over to Aaron.
Hi, thank you, Senator. One of the stories that I've read at several different places, it talks about in particular dairy farmers, you know, that are having to dump milk, and there's other farms, you know, maybe not corn and beans so specifically, but other kinds of things, people who are making produce, products that people could actually consume. There are some regulations and regulatory hurdles sometimes for those folks to sell directly to consumers. Have there been any farms or farmers asking you to ease any of those regulatory concerns to make it easier to get some of their products directly to people, since there seems to be too much milk, but you can't always find milk in the grocery store, and there's sort of a disconnect there?
I suppose there are health issues, probably going back 70 or 80 years, that people that were selling directly from the farm to consumers and without the proper health connections, that we're probably getting sick from it. And and I wouldn't want to try to override those health considerations, and that would apply only to dairy products. I don't think that would apply to livestock. But they're obviously dumping because there's not a market for it. because the economy slowed down. All the schools that serve milk at lunch, they're all closed. And people probably aren't going to the supermarket as much as they used to. So that's the problem. So there's still a need for food. So one of the things I didn't mention to the previous question I had was that there's six out of this $19.5 billion, there's $600 and some million going to be used to buy meat and dairy products, and I suppose other, even other specialty products from the farmer to help raise prices and get it to the food bank.
Okay, back to Brian.
I guess maybe talk a little about the meatpacking industry, because the latest outbreaks here in Iowa have been at different meatpacking facilities, and that's been a case where some have been shut down. Some local leaders are asking for other plants to be shut down at this time, and obviously, on the producer side, farmers don't need that. But on the other side, if everybody gets sick, then there's nobody to work at the plant either. So I guess where can you draw a fine line between working safely and keeping the plant open, but also not risking the health of the general public?
First of all, the company, the U.S. Department of Agriculture meat inspectors, the state OSHA department, the safety department, and the public health department in Iowa are going to have to be on top of it, and they're doing it through increase in testing. Where you don't have enough workers, they're going to have to slow down the line to keep the process going. But the process must continue, because from the birth of a pig to the consumer's mouth is a very sophisticated, precise process. From the birth of the pig till 5 months later you eat it, you got to have smooth functioning. And you want to make sure people have enough food, because we're only 9 meals away from a revolution. And if we aren't 9 meals away from a revolution, you might be 9 meals away from a riot, because people are going to go after food, particularly for their kids. So they're just going to have to slow down and operate as much as they can. And quite frankly, of the three Tyson plants that were shut down in Iowa or had problems in Iowa, they're operating. And I'm glad they're operating, but I'm kind of surprised that they're operating.
Okay, and over to Erin, and this will have to be the last question today.
Thank you. What do you see as the next step as we look at trying to relax some of the restrictions and trying to get the economy going again? Are we to that point, or when will we be at that point?
Well, we're at that point in 50 different ways, deciding how 50 different governors expect to do it. They're getting advice from the president through a three-step process that he announced Friday, and I won't go into the details of that because I don't have them all memorized, but three steps to gradually get back to a reasonable, normal operation. But it's going to be put into operation by 50 different states, probably in 50 different ways. In fact, within a state, it may be done in different ways. For instance, the beaches in Jacksonville, Florida, have opened up, but not the beaches anyplace else in Florida. So some of it's going to be probably determined by mayors as well as by governors. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Erin, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.